This news update's being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. William Dixon Jr. was re-arraigned on Monday, November 3rd, and entered into a plea agreement with prosecution to plead guilty to charges of failure to comply with the sex offender registry, specifically as a habitual third offender. His bond will remain as previously set, and he's scheduled to appear in court for sentencing on January 12th, at 9 a.m. According to preliminary results, the Harbor Beach Community School District's request passed 623 yes votes to 374 votes. Voters approved a $15,600,000 bond to be paid off over 28 years to do several upgrades and improvements to facilities. The approximate millage that will be levied is 0.3 of a mil, which will not raise the district's tax levy. A few of the improvements the bond funding will pay for include additions, remodeling, equipping, furnishings, maintenance, and transportation building. Some of the other things bond money would be used for is for purchasing school buses, athletic fields, and facility improvements, playgrounds, parking lots, driveways, and sidewalks. The annexation of the church school passed with a yes vote of 6-1 no votes. Security cameras play a key role in keeping down vandalism as well as catching predators. The Indian Fields Township Board trustees approved installing cameras at key locations in township. There will be a camera installed at Township's Park, but before that can be done, a Wi-Fi needs to be installed at the park first. During the meeting, it was reported Tuscola County Road Commission's completed the gravel patching that was requested to be done, and Purdy Road's been paved along with a section of Unionville Road. In other matters, the Township's Planning Commission approved amendments to its ordinance on wind turbines to include solar farms and battery storage devices to go with the state's Public Act 233 that aligns with standards with giving Public Service Commission zoning authority. The proposed ordinance with changes needs to be proofread before the final draft goes to a public hearing. The Township's Board of Trustees is expected to conduct public hearing of the updated ordinance during a meeting in December. Also, the commission pre-approved the permanent plan for a canopy over the Tuscola County Road Commission's brine tank, so long as it does not exceed the site plan by more than 10 feet and meets all of the other restrictions. And that will return right after this.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. The cooler weather is here, and we have everything you need for the season, like fall fertilizer, shovels, rakes, and more.
And I'm Kim from Pigeon Hardware. We are fully stocked with a tremendous selection of bird feeders and bird seed for all your little winged friends.
We also offer screen repair, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, plus we carry plumbing, electrical, and hardware supplies. And we also have a full selection of do-it-best paints to freshen up your walls this fall.
Whatever the season, be sure to visit us at Pigeon Hardware for all your yard, garden, and home products located in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with more news. An explosion at Harvard Medical School resulted in two arrests. The incident disrupted campus operations and prompted an intensive investigation. Local police have not disclosed the motive, and no injuries were reported, but security was heightened. The suspects face federal charges for possession of explosives, and the university praised first responders for their quick action. China has suspended its 24% additional tariff on some U.S. farm goods for 1 year following trade talks. However, a 10% levy on soybeans remains in place, keeping prices high for American farmers. The talks between President Xi and President Trump aim to ease commercial tensions. Chinese officials say further relief depends on the progress on ongoing negotiations. Industry groups welcome the news, but caution that markets remain uncertain. Both sides pledge continued dialogue to resolve the outstanding disputes. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week.
Giving you a chance to win a $1,200 Christmas shopping spree.
$1,200.
WLDW reminds you to buy American when possible. Christmas shopping locally keeps your money in our community. As you shop locally, be watching for a Christmas luck bucket at area merchants. Enter your name to win the $1,200 Christmas shopping spree. Must be 18 to enter. Must shop locally to win. A $1,200 shopping spree. What'll you find in your Christmas stocking?
Register to win the $1,200 shopping spree at the following businesses: Thumb Family Vision of Cass City, Caseville Hardware, Dufty's Blue Water Inn, Horn's Party Store, Sure Pharmacy, and Shipwreck Distillery and High Sweets, all of Caseville.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servants.